Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill back, driving you home in 2022. Right.
So I set the standard for phone topics about an hour ago, which flew.
Yeah, not bad.
So you're now stepping up to the plate with?
With? I'll just read a little bit, or do you want me to go with the topic?
I'll read a little bit first.
All right. This caught my attention, Jim.
Did it?
Schoolboy loses both nipples after classroom dare involving two cans of deodorant. So he's in the change rooms. He sprays a can or two cans of deodorant on his nipples, Jim.
Oh, like this permanent sort of...
And then one of his mates actually, I think, flicked one of the nipples and it flew off.
What, flicked his whole nipple off?
Flicked off, Jim. It just flicked off his nipple, Jim.
Well, why did he do it in the first place?
It was a dare.
Oh, right.
Did I say that?
No.
No.
Probably
it was a dare. It was a dare. It was important. It's a dare, Jim.
Probably needed to, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Right, so a whole can of deodorant on each...
You're all right. Yeah, I'm all right. So a whole can
on each areola.
On,
it's cramping. Have you got a cramp?
No, I haven't.
What was that word?
And so, Jim,
Phil,
my what? Topic.
Oh, no, hang on. So a can of deodorant on each areola.
Yes, as a dare.
And a bloke's leaned over, flicked it.
Flicked it.
And the nips flown off.
It popped off. That's what they said, it popped off. So then he's sitting in his German class. And his nipples are gone, and there was just blood. Like, there was two blood stains in his shirt from his nipples.
So hence.
Hence, Jim, here we go. 133353. When have you lost your nipples? Unusual.
I'm not sure that's going to fly.
Niche, Jim. It's niche. It's niche, Jim.
What are you doing?
It's a small sample.
What are you doing?
No, I'm just lost my nipple.
You've cramped, haven't you?
A little cramp. I can feel it coming. So
could
I've just
you?
Got to, yes.
So, Bill.
No one's ringing.
I don't think 133353 anyone's going to ring on the back of how have you lost your nipples? Unusual. So, Bill, go with a different. You come with the actual topic, what are we giving away, please?
Round of golf for you and a mate at the magnificent St. Andrews Beach Golf Course, which includes golf cart and a six-pack from the local brewery. And a $200 neverlandstore.com.au voucher.
Some of the great prizes on this station,
ring.
Of course. 1-3-4-5-3-4.
No,
they can't be. No, take someone's call here. I know we're going to go with a different topic, but get one of these over. I bet they haven't lost their nipple. I bet they like, who can we take?
Well,
Whit or Rosie?
Look at it. Like a Christmas tree.
Are you ringing?
Oh, lost his nipple on a surf mat?
All right, we'll get Jacko.
Come on,
get Jacko. Jacko.
Is that Billy?
Yes, Jacko. What happened? Did you lose your nipple?
Yeah, back in the day, mate, up at Queensland, we got this rubber surf mat, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I was, I was moving it and shaking it, mate. And the salt and everything.
Yeah.
I got back in the shower
and they
fell off, mate.
Oh, no.
That's what happens. So are they there now or are they gone for good?
Off. I actually grew a third one back. I don't know how that happened.
Scaramanga.
Jack.
I need to talk to the girls. Are we going to go with this? Is there enough interest in it? Can you believe this? 133353. Stay there, Jacko. We're taking everyone's call next. What's the topic?
When have you lost your nipple? Unusual.
I am going to snatch it.
Winning radio.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Could you bring in a interpreter?
Bill.
Interpreter. Can you bring in someone that can speak his language?
We're chatting in the pre-show meeting.
Yes.
Bill goes, I want to talk about this bloke in a dare who sprayed deodorant on his nipples and then they got flicked off by a mate. Lost his nipples.
He did.
So then Bill goes, and I reckon we should do a phoner. How have you lost your nipples? Unusual.
That's it, Jim.
And I said, Bill, you can't go with that because no one will ring.
No, niche. We knew it was niche, but I tell you what, have they come to Papa? Have they come? We spoke to Jacko.
I find this extraordinary. So Luke is in Churnside Park. Lucas?
Hi, how are you?
What happened, Luke, with your nipples?
It wasn't mine. It was a mate of mine.
Yeah.
We're in the city and he got in a bit of a scuffle and someone bit his nipple off.
Bit his nipple off?
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Yeah, it is. Did it grow back?
No. No, it didn't.
See that? I can't believe that. Stay there, Luke. Liz is in Inverloch. Liz.
Lizzie.
Liz.
Oh, hello.
Hey, now, how have you lost your nipples? Unusual.
Well, when I was 16, I went down to Squeaky Beach at Wilson's Prom and was body surfing and came back and had very little nipple.
Oh, Squeaky Beach. Does it grow back, Liz, or not?
Yeah, they have, so thankfully.
Well, Liz, because no one really gives a stuff about the blokes, yeah. But the girls, they're a very important part of the anatomy.
Correct.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm pleased that they've grown back.
Exactly.
A Grant's on the line from Druin.
Grant. What's your name?
Grant, mate. That's what my father calls me if you're English.
Yes. And he speaks correctly, your
South
father.
South Australian.
How have you lost your nipples? Unusual, please.
Brick cleaner, mate. Hydrochloric acid. And I didn't wear my spray suit one day and the wind got me. And, my shirt got covered in hydrochloric acid. And I came home and... Yeah, just a couple of bloody things hanging off my chest. It wasn't great.
And growing back?
One has. Other one looks pretty average.
So burnt off, virtually, Grant.
Yeah, pretty much like chemical burn off, yeah.
Chemical burned off, Bill.
Chemical burn off, Jim. Unusual. I told you it would work.
Oh, Bill, I can't believe anyone's wrong. Helen's in Agnes.
She is.
It's near Wilson's Prom, I think.
Hey, Helen.
How you going?
What happened to you?
Husband.
Yep.
Only has one nipple left. When he was a kid, his electric blanket caught fire while he was asleep and it set his pyjamas on light and it got burnt off.
Oh, no.
So what does it look like now?
All scar tissue on one half of it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Electric blanket?
Jeepers.
Yeah.
Bill.
That is unbelievable.
Stay there.
We've never had an electric blanket in our house.
No.
Fair enough,
stay
too.
There. Stephen's in Windsor. Stephen?
Steve?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, mate. What happened with you, Steve?
When I was back in Ireland, I decided to get a nipple piercing to look cool. Yeah. About 6 or 7 hours later, after some pints, brought a girl home. She decided it was a good time to start pulling at it. Ended up biting it, pulled it out. She swallowed it. A chunk of it came with it.
She swallowed
it. Oh, man.
Pretty sexy time, all right?
So you lost the nipple with the ring?
With the ring?
Yeah, it was a little bar going through the nipple, and she ended up chewing out of it. She was pretty drunk, to say the least. Thank God I had a few drinks myself.
That would have hurt.
It actually wasn't too bad, surprisingly.
Steve loves it.
Jim, I told you to work. I told you this would work.
All of your ideas, and 99% of them we don't go with, this one astounds me.
Maybe you should
Onions are happy with it.
Onion?
What? Yeah. He said, what the hell phone topic is this?
Onion saying that. Well, we've got plenty of callers. That's what it's all about. We connect with the Rush Hour family.
By the way, Onion, good luck finding any tailor-made golf
They've gone.
They've all gone. Credit to you.
Yes.
I cannot believe this has worked.
Any more? Bart? Oh, no, he's not there, but he pierced his mate's nipple and got really infected, Jim.
Yes. Well, Adam had a similar down at Lovely Banks.
Lovely Banks.
Yeah.
Righto, we got a winner. What is the prize again?
Well, we got multiple prizes. Yes.
All right, go on. It's your phoner, so you allocate the prizes.
Right, Stephen from Ireland, who got a bitten off Jim and then all that. So, Steve, what do you have a choice of?
He gets a $200 Neverland store voucher, which is the home of Australian streetwear.
Yes.
Thank you, Reb.
And the round of golf at St Andrews Beach with the six-pack from the brewery, St Andrews Beach Brewery. Perch over there, beautiful.
Yes. I'm going to give it to Helen, whose husband got a nipple burnt off by an electric blanket.
Yes. Yeah, he would love that.
Yes. So, H, you there?
I am indeed.
That'll be nice. He'll love that. He might even take you.
He will be stoked.
Beautiful.
All right.
Well, he'll take me as a Dezo, so, yeah.
A Dezo.
Beautiful. Our fat. That astounds. It just shows where we're at.
Say it again, Jim.
No.
Bill.
No.
Say how good it was.
Not gonna.
Jeez, he's a turd. He is a fair-dickum turd.
I said
never
it once
wrong.
And I'm never saying it again.
Never give
it's
credit.
The first time.
Never give credit and you're
first,
never wrong.
First.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and $50,000 cash. Play now. Supercoach.com.au.